Summertime is when many of us pull our bicycles out of the garage, maybe grease the chain and go for a ride. But according to the most recent Department of Transportation survey, the average recreational cyclist is a middle-class, middle-aged white male. This summer, NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji from our Code Switch team has been reporting on diversity and outdoor recreation. And today she's going to take us for a ride with a cycling club that is not the status quo.
Hello, Pedro.
Sí, habla Carlos.
I met up with Carlos Morales at his bike shop on a stormy Saturday evening, a rarity for a summer in Southern California. So he's fielding calls from people wondering if tonight's ride is still on.
Aquí te veo a las seis. Okay, perfecto. Okay, bye.
So, yeah, all afternoon we've been getting calls, Facebook messages, private texts, and phone calls here at the office and said, hey, is the ride still going on? So mostly everybody who's calling up say they still want to ride. So that's pretty exciting.
Morales started a cycling group called the East Side Bicycle Club in 2008 after spending years battling obesity. At 48, he was 400 pounds, on a dozen different meds, and his doctor had given up hope he'd ever shed the weight.
So he says, I know you know a lot of people. The only thing I could tell you at this point that there'll be a lot of people at your funeral. And that's what caused me to do this, to actually get on the bike and start riding.
He says he had fond memories of riding around his neighborhood in East L.A. as a kid, so he wanted to see if it gave him the same satisfaction as an adult. He spent months swimming to lose enough before he felt comfortable balancing on the old bike collecting dust in his garage. But when he finally could, Morales called up some friends from the neighborhood to ride with him for encouragement. The only time that worked was Tuesday night. That was 7 years ago.
Every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, all my friends, everybody knows that don't expect me to do anything else but ride.
Morales lives in El Sereno. It's two-thirds Mexican, so naturally his Tuesday ride reflected the community. Word spread, and it went from 8 friends to 20 to 60 mostly Mexican-American cyclists.
And when we used to go through the neighborhoods, people would come out and clap. They thought we were doing something special, and we were just having fun.
Now there are 400 active members in on the fun, and Morales has taken cycling from a recreational activity to his life's work. He bought a high-end bike shop a few years ago. It's about a 13-mile ride north of his house. The shop used to cater only to customers that could buy fancy bikes for thousands of dollars. But now he says it's a place where both a Hollywood producer and a day laborer can find something.
For me, you know, riding a bike, it was like, okay, you see your homeboys riding around the street and they're little, you know, short huffies or whatever, you know, but I never saw cycling as a Latino thing.
Gabriela Bilic is standing in Morales' bike shop wearing black spandex shorts and a yellow and orange racing jersey that says Eastside Bicycle Club, Ride to Live on the front. She says before being introduced to this group, she didn't think the cycling world would welcome a 40-something overweight Latina from Southeast LA.
I used to hang out at the Rose Bowl a lot. I used to go walking there a lot. And I would see that the riders, the cyclists go by and you just hear the, you know, the whir of the Peloton, you know, just going by around the Rose Bowl, going so fast. And all I ever saw was, like, white dudes, you know, tall, skinny white dudes on the bikes. Middle-aged men in Lycra riding around the Rose Bowl. And so I was like, okay, well, you know, I guess that's another thing white people do.
Bilic started riding after her divorce. She's kept it up for a year now, has lost weight, and has her diabetes in check.
You know, I was never an athletic person in my life. And this is the first time that I've ever found anything that I liked and that I'm completely addicted to, you know, and it's my therapy.
And tonight will be her first time riding out in the rain.
Okay, ahorita vamos para allá. All right, guys, let's go.
Tonight's ride is a social one. Morales calls it the Tour de Tacos, a 35-mile ride to 9 different taco trucks. Morales says the East Side Bike Club is about exercising. He calls the streets of LA his gym, but adds the social aspect is just as important.
He's carrying the salsa. ¿Qué pasó, Bernardo?
He leads a group of 24 brave riders out into the rain-soaked city streets. Most of them are from his group, but he invited some racers from a nearby Pasadena club to slow down and join the fun. David Zaitz was among them.
And we do kind of have a cross-cultural thing going on here.
Zaitz says the clubs he rides with tend to skew white, and although Southern California is super diverse, it can be segregated, so moments like this don't happen as often as you'd think.
My mountain bike club, one of the guys is from East LA, and so he's much younger than me, but you know, him and I talk a lot, and he said to me, you know, David, you're my first Jewish friend, and he's in his 30s.
Okay, so we're going to make a left right here, guys. This is our first taco truck.
Cycling saved Carlos Morales' life and opened up his world. He wants to do the same for other riders. And what better way than biking and breaking bread? Or in tonight's case, tacos.
Dos de asada y una Coca-Cola.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News, Los Angeles.